Hello and welcome to HW Editorial with me, Sujit Nair. Here you can listen to my views, my analysis. Follow this podcast to stay updated. At HW News, we have been delivering news that matters to you. Our goal is to present you with information that stimulates conversations around topic of larger public importance that often gets lost in primetime shows. Namaskar. Welcome to another episode of Editorial. Now, the Supreme Court of India on the 15th of February 2024 struck down electoral bond and said that electoral bonds are unconstitutional. It is illegal. Band. And they also told SBI that, listen SBI, you please ensure that the details of who paid money, which company paid you, how much money, for which party, all these details, kindly file it with the Election Commission and on your website by the 6th of March, which is tomorrow. Now SBI says, nahi hoga kal tak, it will not happen by tomorrow. Let's find out why and let's get right into the show. So, one doesn't need to talk much about electoral bonds, do we? Because we've been speaking about electoral bonds and we have been saying that electoral bonds is unconstitutional. Electoral bonds is unfair. 15th of February, the Supreme Court also termed electoral bonds as unconstitutional. So, they gave a verdict on 15th of February 2024. Now, 15th of February 2024, the Supreme Court also said that by 6th of March, that is tomorrow, we are on the 5th of March today, tomorrow, the Supreme Court said that, bhaiya, dekho, aisa hai ki, SBI, State Bank of India, you kindly ensure that all the data of who has paid how much to which party, the electoral bonds, you kindly ensure that it is uploaded on the Election Commission website, and also all the data is provided to them. So this is what the verdict was. If you remember that very night I had done an editorial, and at that very night I had said it's a brilliant judgment, but the fact remains that one has to see, it's a big question mark whether SBI will actually hand over the data before the 6th of March.
And I think any and every person who appreciates the concept of democracy, who appreciates our constitution, who appreciates the fight, the fact that we are living in a free nation, our forefathers fought, our founding fathers fought for our freedom, died for our freedom, and we are living in that free nation. I think all those people should rejoice today, to whatever extent, because a lot of money has already gone, so that's one end. Rejoice today, at least to know that the court passed a verdict, ke bhai, aap dalo. Now, again, I'm telling you, I will be convinced the day I see that in the website of ECI. I will be convinced that day. Till then, hoga, nahi hoga, dekhna padega. The point that I'm trying to make is, somewhere down the line, what that government does, what central government does, I don't know, but I hope this list comes up by the defined date of the Supreme Court. I hope I will be doing another show the day it comes up. That is for sure.
We were kind of very unsure about this. Now, today SBI says that nay, we will not be able to hand over the data. Why? Because SBI says in the extension application that between the period of April 12, 2019 to February 15, 2024, 22,217 electoral bonds were issued for making donations to various parties. Okay, 22,217. The redeemed bonds were deposited to the Mumbai main branch by the authorized branches at the end of each phase in sealed envelopes. The SBI stated that since two different information silos existed, it has to be decoded, compiled and compared 44,434 information sets. How many donations received? 22,217 donations received. Compilation kitna karna hai? Compilation has to be done 44,434 information sets has to be compiled. I'm sorry. I'm laughing. It's because what did the Supreme Court ask SBI? The Supreme Court asked SBI, you know, people come, they give money, 1 lakh. In I will tell you exactly, in multiples of 1,000, 10,000, 1 lakh and 1 crore. Okay, people would come and give money to SBI. That too, not all SBI branches, 29 SBI branches. 29 SBI branches, that too, not every day. It was given the first 10 days of January, April, July, October. That is the first 10 days of the first month of the quarter. First 10 days, and during the election year, you could give it throughout. This was the norm. So, with all this, how many people gave? 22,217 people gave. So, what did the court say? Like I come back to my question, court said, you know, you give the name of the person who gave the money, the amount of money that is given, and which party the money was given to. This was predominantly the information that I think the court sought. That is all that the people needed to know. But no, SBI says no. 22,000 names, no, that gave me money. 22,000 names will have 44,334 information sets. So we cannot give it in 2 weeks and 3 weeks time and all that. We cannot give it from 15th of February when this verdict was announced to 6th of March is too short a time. They need time till 6th of June, Baba. Are you know when in the society they collect vargani in Maharashtra, we collect vargani donation for, you know, various Ganpati pandals and, you know, various pujas and, you know, various events. In societies they collect donations, that vargani, that at times is more than 22,000 people, yeah. And they have information available, ready information. In hours they will give you the information. And State Bank of India says that 22,217 donors information is in 44,334 information sets. So it is impossible. You decide whether it is right or whether it is wrong. I am not a subject expert. Whichever subject expert I spoke to, they were of the opinion that this is kind of unbelievable, because a lot of our subject experts that I spoke to, they said that it was a matter of maybe a few hours, if not minutes, to collect this information and send it. But of course, SBI has something else to say. But the point remains that end of the day, SBI pushed it to June 6th. Now, what is the problem if SBI pushes it to June 6th? SBI pushing it to June 6th means what? Means the election, most probably, which would be announced possibly end of March, early April, and the election would take place end of April, end of May. Before June, the election would take place. And after the election take place, then whether you upload, you don't upload, who gets what money, how does it matter? It is like giving a biodata of the candidate after the candidate gets an appointment letter. What is the point? What is this entire exercise worth? What is the Supreme Court verdict worth? This is exactly what we had told you. Exactly what we had told you when that verdict was declared, when that verdict was announced. We told you 6th March tak aayega kya? That's the big question. Will the information come before 6th of March? That is the big question. And that's exactly how predictable. How predictable. And you know why I feel that this is unfair, and somehow SBI saying that there are 44,434 information sets and all, and it will take more than 6 months to give 22,200 odd names and how much money they have given to which parties. You know, it sounds odd is because if you remember, the government, that is the Attorney General on behalf of the government, had made a claim in the court, which I was shocked. He said, firstly, there can be no general right to know anything and everything without being subjected to reasonable restrictions. Secondly, the right to know as necessary for expression can be for specific ends or purposes and not otherwise. This is what the Attorney General said. What he meant? He said, why should people know here? Need to know basis mein ho gaya, bas ho gaya. It should be need to know basis. Why should people know everything? Why should the people know that which party is getting what money from which person, which businessman is paying which party what money? Why should people know? What right do people have? Why should everybody know everything? This was the attitude of the government, because the Attorney General was representing the government, and that's what he said in an open court. You don't have the right to know anything what a political party does. Ha, but the government has the right. Some government has the right to enter your bedroom to figure out whether your marital relationship, have you married or it is, are you living in or whatever. They have the right to find out what you are eating. They have the right to possibly understand everything that you do. That they have the right to, because are baba, government, you know, national security. But you don't have the right to know anything, that what, where the money is coming, where the money is going. Can you ever take money from an unknown source? You will go behind bars. You will go behind bars. But the political party, they can do it. That's no problem. This was what electoral bonds were. And they were through SBI. No other bank but SBI. And when the Supreme Court made the verdict, you know, said that, listen, you know, you need to, kind of, this is unconstitutional, they refused to give the details. So my question tonight is, what happens to the verdict? What is that verdict worth? If the Supreme Court accepts this extension and says, okay, theek hai, June ko de do, which is unfortunately what normally Supreme Court does, because I saw that in Maharashtra, if that happens, even in this case, and Supreme Court says, okay, Baba, you give it in June, then why do we need it at all? Then this entire thing is a joke. Because election to ho gaya rahega. What? How does it matter then? Who is getting what money from whom? What are you going to do with that information? How is the public going to benefit out of that information? And how sad that is for our democracy. How sad that is for our democracy. You think about it. You let me know if you think that, you know, SBI had 44,000 different information to collect. Therefore, they have to take 6 months to kind of come back and give the information. Or this information was never meant for public consumption. This information was never meant to be given to the voters, at least not before the election. That's the point I wanted to make. Till I see you next time. That's tomorrow at 10. Take care. Namaskar.
Stay ahead with our Cutting Edge News app. Instantly access the latest shorts in just 1 minute and breaking news in just 50 words. Download now for a smarter, faster news experience.
If you like this episode, please rate us with 5 stars right now. HW News Podcast are available on BingePods and all other audio platforms. Also, don't miss to check out our news reports from the House of HW News Podcast. We are sure you will love it too.